Imperial Legacy Clothing, an El Paso Black-owned business, has just made its way back from New York Fashion Week. The brother-sister duo, comprised of Faith and Marcus Smith, were featured in the Emerging Artist category, where they showcased their clothing collections. They're back from their adventure, and today we get to check in with them. Today, my guests are Faith and Marcus Smith. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Okay, so how does this happen? How do you start a fashion line here in El Paso? How do you end up in New York Fashion Week? Tell me your story.
Well, I mean, as far as starting in El Paso, you got to not listen to nobody and just kind of do what you want to do. Because multiple times in the beginning, we were told together that, you know, can't do it. It's too hard to break out of El Paso. No one's going to follow you. We won't have support. And we just stuck with it anyways. And we decided that we were going to do it. And we made it happen.
Yeah, you did. So how do you end up at New York Fashion Week?
A lot of work. We've been showing around El Paso for the past, 5 years?
5 years. We've done El Paso Fashion Week a few times, I'd say about three. Some of the other events associated with it. We've done Fashion Inc., which was an event that showcased people with tattoos. And we've done some of the smaller events around El Paso as well, but those are our two main ones. So we kind of learned our way around based on those major events.
So what are the biggest things you learned?
People. what people like, what they don't, what works in the show, what doesn't work, what we don't have that we need to bring. So that's how we had our hits and misses and learned what we needed to step our game up to be better.
Now, Faith, you were going to say something and I interrupted you.
Just the fact that we learned, I kind of don't even remember.
Well, the shows were a big help for us because we were brand new. So everything that we know, we had to learn. No one helped us along the way. We had to teach ourselves and learn a lot of stuff. Read a lot, research a lot, find out what was required in shows. And all these shows that we participated in El Paso helped us to build who we are now.
So basically to transcend from making t-shirts all the way into making full outfits now. We can dress you from head to toe, hats, jewelry, tops, bottoms, shoes, socks, we make everything. And so basically seeing what people liked and going from there. But during the pandemic, the CFDA opened up a digital online platform. And we applied for it and we made it all the way through the onboarding. And that's kind of what allowed us to be seen by more people and to get the invites to actually go.
That's amazing. So how does the dynamic work between the two of you? Because being brother and sister is one thing and then working together is another thing and then making stuff is another thing.
I mean, it's typical sibling stuff. I mean, sometimes we're good, sometimes we're not. But I mean, we put the business above everything else. So even if we're not getting along today, it doesn't matter. We have stuff to do. So as we've gotten more and more years under our belt together working in this way, we've gotten better.
We understand each other a lot better too. Of course, you know, nobody knows you better than your sibling does, right? So we know how to press each other's buttons and we pick our battles. It's just, I think we have a deeper understanding of who each other are. So when we're super high strung, because there's just so much going on, we know how to talk to each other to keep us both in the right state of mind to get everything done.
And how does the rest of your family factor in when you guys said, hey, we're going to do this? Were they oh no, or were they oh, if anybody can, you can?
Actually, our immediate family, which would include our mother and father, were 100% supportive from day one. And our Aunt Faye too. Only difference is mother and Aunt Faye passed away years ago, and it's just our dad now. But I mean, he'll come down and watch the kids for us when we got shows going on. He talks about it to everyone he can talk to. So, I mean, he's a big supporter. And the Smith family alone, they support us a lot.
So they've been very supportive.
And that's what you need, right? I mean, you have to have that system behind you because you have this big idea. And like you said earlier, people are going to say I don't know about that, but you got to stick through it. And who better to support you than your family?
Right. Definitely.
So do you guys sew or how did this start?
So growing up, my dad was in the military, so I spent a lot of time with my mother and my aunt. So it's raised with women when I was younger. So because of that, I learned a lot of stuff from my mom as far as sewing, basic stuff like that. And my aunt, she worked at a place that ended up becoming Lane Bryant later on. So I was with her a lot. So she would tell me about fashion, cuts, and so on like that. Stuff I didn't really know about, but as time grew on, I learned, and that's kind of what's transcended into clothing. I was always real fashionable. That kid has stuck out because I just kind of did my own thing. But, you know, back then in the 90s, it's not really the easiest for a male to be a fashion person. So I didn't really have an outlet. But as I got older, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and do it. I don't care what no one says. I'm just going to go ahead. I said, I told my sister, like, and guess what? You're going to be part of what we're going to do. And I'm the big brother. So, you know, that's how I just pushed it all. And here we are.
So how does the dynamic work between the two of you? Is there like a creative person? Is there the business person? How does this shake out?
He's the business person. I'm the creative.
And then so when we do photo shoots and stuff, we come together. Like I run the website. I deal with all the models. I do all the legwork. But when we get together, like for our shoots or like when we were in New York, we decide how we're going to dress the models together. We decide the lineup together. All that stuff is joint.
Yeah. So basically our major role is she's a business. I'm the creative, but we do play on each other's roles. So where I stop at, she'll help me. And when she stops, I'll help her. So we have to be together in order to make everything work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of yin and yang. If you take half of it and split it, it doesn't work.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like the creative person does need a little bit of room to be in outer space. And then the person that's actually like making sure, I call it like, you're the one holding the kite, right? And then you have the kite that's kind of out there.
She always makes a comment that she has to ground me because I just kind of go and just do whatever
He's got such a creative mind. So when the collections that we just released, he probably had 50 different prints for each one. And I was like, no, we can't, that's too much.
They're like, let's whittle this down. Scale let's it focus. Down. So, okay, New York, what was that like?
Oh my God, it was amazing. It went even better than we could have ever imagined. Like, we got there Thursday and that was probably the only day we had to rest.
Yeah, I mean, definitely have to give a shout out to Andrew from Wingman Magazine because he helped to put together an amazing event that started off our week out there. We had basically an invitational for Imperial Legacy. We had celebrities show up. It's a really nice mixer and it really set the whole tone for the rest of our weekend.
So how many fashion shows?
Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, we did two shows. We had a photo shoot in Central Park, and then we had a show on Saturday and a show on Sunday.
So we were busy the whole time, just meeting people, making moves, and getting the name out there.
Okay, so if you're describing your fashion line to someone who's never seen it, how do you describe it? And then how do we get our hands on your stuff? How do we support you?
Well, you can support us at imperiallegacyclothing.com. And as far as, I know I have a different take on it than my sister does. So
we'll hear both of them. We got time.
What I tell you is Imperial Legacy, as far as when we design or what we put out there, is an eclectic look at style from the past to the future. We have, we play on colors, we play on pop culture, we play on history. We play on mental health. We bring it all together to make fashionable pieces that are basically walking pieces of art.
Okay, Faith?
I just say it's like living out loud because regardless of if it's a bright color or a dark color, the designs that he makes, the art that he creates is so eye-catching that somebody will stop you and be like, can I look at that? Because just like with our logo, in the beginning, people couldn't see the Imperial Legacy in it because they had to stop and really look at it because of the way that it's drawn. So I just feel like it's living out loud, marching to the beat of your own drum. So when you wear our clothes, you're kind of making the statement that you're going to be who you are. You don't care what everybody else thinks.
That's important, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how do we buy your clothes?
So right now we're all online. So imperiallegacyclothing.com, and that's where we have everything housed. And of course, like on our Instagram, we have the buy button as well.
Instagram, Facebook, all of them have a buy button. They all will revert you back to the website.
Great. Okay, so as far as collections, how often are you putting them out? Are you on the 4 times a year cycle or are you on your own thing?
If it was up to my brother, he would be putting out a collection every week. But I don't like to have too much going on.
Back to focusing.
Yes. So we definitely for the 4 times, but in between, usually we'll try and do something. So we're already planning our next collection that we're going to drop in December. So I guess now I'm trying to force him to put stuff during those times, but it just kind of depends. When he's feeling creative, he'll come up with something, and then he's like, so when do you want to drop this?
Well, at least it's nice that he asks, right? Because you're the one that's actually going to make the drop happen. What was my other question? Oh, manufacturing. Are you getting your pieces done here locally, or how do y'all get your pieces made?
Some stuff is done locally, and then some stuff we have to outsource. It just kind of depends on what it is and pricing and stuff. So we have gotten things done locally. We've worked with MT Needles like a few years ago.
Yeah.
And they've done some stuff for us. And when we actually went to New York, they were able to make our step and repeat that we displayed for our presentation.
That's so cool. Okay. So did I miss anything? Anything you want people to know about your line, how to support you, anything?
No, I think that's everything. I mean, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, on the web, we're everywhere. So follow us, like us, everything.
And Marcus, I have a question for you. What do you say to, because there's still a lot of fashionable little boys out there that stand out, that are doing their thing. What are you telling them?
Don't be scared. Follow your dream. You know, if fashion, art, and is what's in your heart, then follow that. Don't let anyone get in your way.
Faith, what do you have to say about that?
I feel the same way. And I feel like the fact that I'm a teacher, my students are seeing, you know, like, even though I followed my dream to become an educator, I also had another dream, which is our clothing line. And I still was able to pursue it. And I think it's really important for them just to understand that no dream is too big to accomplish. You just have to stay focused and keep the right people around you. Because I know our support system is definitely what's gotten us through this far and forward. Like, everybody was super excited and everything, and that's the kind of people we want to be around.
Yes,
it's fantastic. So no limits, stay on it, follow your dreams, get it done. That's what I'm hearing from you too.
Yes.
I love it. Today my guests have been Faith and Marcus Smith. They are the duo behind Imperial Legacy Clothing. I can't wait to see what the future brings, because I feel like you guys are just getting started.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, we have a lot more to offer, a lot more to come.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. So we'll check in again after your next big adventure. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Yes,
thank you for having us.